From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Last weekend's shooting outside a cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, is bringing more attention to the threat of domestic terror. Two men planning to attack the event where artists were competing to draw the Prophet Muhammad were shot and killed by police. NPR's Sam Sanders has more.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State is taking credit for the thwarted attack. House Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul said the attack shows there's good reason to raise the threat level at military bases. And on Fox News Sunday, McCaul said the internet is helping terrorism go viral.
I think there's been an uptick in the threat streams out there, the level of chatter, internet calls to arms to light up potential ISIS followers in the United States and attack military installations.
On ABC's This Week, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said ISIS poses a threat to the United States and is using social media to inspire terror attacks in the U.S. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
A little bit of everything in the weather across the country today. Around a foot and a half of snow fell in southern Colorado, and tornadoes hit the midsection, injuring three people in Delmont, South Dakota, damaging several buildings. And a tornado is blamed for the death of one person in North Texas. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Anna off the coast of the Carolinas has been downgraded to a depression. But David Zielinski with the National Hurricane Center in Miami says swimmers off the coast still need to be careful.
Anytime you have strong onshore flow, it certainly increases the risk for rip currents. So we would encourage people generally to stay out of the water, listen to your local authorities when it comes to the beaches.
The storm made landfall near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this morning. Investigators are probing the cause of a plane crash in southern Spain that killed four Spaniards working for the aircraft company Airbus. Lauren Freyer has more from Madrid.
The defense ministers of Spain, Germany, and France are meeting to discuss the deadly crash. The Airbus A400M military transport plane went down in farmland just outside Seville. Four crew were killed and two were injured. Two black box recorders have been recovered. Seville is the final assembly point for Airbus's new A400M, which the company provides to several countries' militaries. Europe has spent more than $22 billion on A400Ms. The UK, Germany, Malaysia, and Turkey have all grounded their A400M aircraft, pending the outcome of this investigation. France says it'll keep flying its planes but limit their use. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Health reasons have forced former President Jimmy Carter to cut short an election observation visit in Guyana. A statement from the Carter Center says the 90-year-old is returning to Atlanta, saying he's not feeling well. Staffers are staying in the South American country to observe the vote. National elections take place tomorrow. This is NPR News. In Hattiesburg, Mississippi, four suspects are in custody charged in the shooting deaths of two officers. Two of the suspects are charged with capital murder. Officials say it started with a routine traffic stop. The suspects face a court appearance tomorrow. New data from the Social Security Administration shows what new mothers are naming their children. The most popular baby names last year in the U.S. were Emma for girls and Noah for boys. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports some new popular names on the list reflect what's come to be known as the Game of Thrones effect.
For the first time, the name Khaleesi is one of the 1,000 most popular names for girls in the United States. Fans of the HBO show know that Khaleesi is a title, and the character's name is actually Daenerys. Game of Thrones popularity also means more baby girls named Arya, a plucky young main character, and Maisie, the name of the actress who plays her. Two more traditional names, James and Charlotte, made it to the top 10, but baby names with the sharpest rise in popularity included Aranza, from a character in a telenovela, and Anakin, from Star Wars. In 20 or 30 years, those Anakins might tell their newborns,
I am the father.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, The Age of Ultron took the top spot again, bringing in an estimated $77 million. So far, the Avengers sequel has earned a staggering $313 million, that in just 10 days. Hot Pursuit opened in second place with $14 million. That was less than expected, and Furious 7 took third place. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.